Another night at Cherry Cola's ended with another amazing band. This is
Panikama.
So first of all, Ray Show, can you tell me what your name is or your band's name, because I kind of missed it earlier.
See, we are basically it'll be a little difficult for you to understand as well because it's a Hindi word. Hindi is India's national language. It's a band called Parikrama.
Okay.
We spell it as Parikrama.
Okay.
Okay, so Parikrama basically is a Hindi word which means denotes the circle of life.
Okay.
Stuff like that. So a little philosophical, but yeah, that's what it is.
Very nice, very nice. And you guys, you said 20 years you guys have been together in June, right?
17th of June 2011, we'll complete 20 years.
Wow. So I guess 20 years back, how did you originally meet?
I was actually playing, 20 years back, there was not too much culture of playing original music in India.
Okay.
All the bands, including us, were all basically playing cover, though we did a couple of originals that time. But if the song list was like for 4 hours, we'll do about, let's say, 80% covers.
Right.
I have grown up listening to stuff like classic rock, Floyd, Zeppelin, Purple, AC/DC, Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
I was playing in a lot of bands before Parikrama was formed. And I was supposed to join my family business that is motor spare parts, so totally different from this though. I really wanted to have a band last 4 months of my music career, as I thought. Approached a couple of guys and then we formed this classic rock band, and from the very first show onwards, that was on 15th of September 91, in the first year itself, in the first about, not year actually, first 4-5 months, we ended up getting about 40 gigs, which was huge way back in India considering the infrastructure and stuff like that. Today, if you come to India, you get the world-class equipment.
Right.
But way back, there was nothing.
Yeah. What is the music scene like in India, in New Delhi, where you're from?
All over India, I'm telling you, mate, it's big.
Really?
You know, yeah. I'm telling you, rock acts, like, I guess, one of the most successful concerts, you know, in terms of ticket sales in the recent past has been Iron Maiden.
Wow.
You know, and they sold close to 30,000 tickets, you know, which is quite big for Bangalore. And it was there itself that we played with them in 2007, 17th of March, 2007.
Wow, what was that like? I mean, opening for a band like Iron Maiden.
It was great. I mean, in fact, it was such a big honor because after the first song, we saw Mr. Bruce Dickinson on the
right
stage where I was playing, and slowly Adrian Smith, Steve Harris, everybody, their legendary manager Rod Smallwood, they left their green rooms and they saw the entire concert.
Yeah.
And as soon as we finished the concert, Yannick Gers and Mr. Rod Smallwood, they came to our green room, and Mr. Rod Smallwood said that, you know, I would like to take you to UK, and we said great, and in 4 days we got an email, and in about 3 months time from there, we were playing on the main stage at the Download Festival at Donington Park.
Wow.
So we played that show as well, and Maiden took us with them for a seven show thing in UK, a 25-day tour in which we played with them twice.
Right.
Once at the Download Festival, once at Brixton Academy, which was a fundraiser for Kleiber, their original, one of the earlier drummers.
Right.
So that's it, yeah. We played with Maiden now 5 times.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, your lead singer sounds kind of like Bruce Dickinson when he hits those really high notes. That was that was pretty cool. So what about influences for the rest of the band? Because you guys meld a lot of different...
Yeah.
I mean, the last one kind of sounded very... Yeah, kind of southern rock, blues, grassy. Yeah. The first one was kind of just alternative rock. Yeah. A lot of the stuff in the middle was classic rock. So what about influences for the rest of the band?
See, it's not about influence. It's about us, because we've been around for 20 years.
Right.
And most of the members are the same.
Yeah.
So you understand, it is how the band members have grown. I mean, there's some song, Whiskey Blues, we wrote about 15 years back, the last song that you heard, which was more of a bluesy track. Am I Dreaming is the song that we wrote for our UK tour.
Okay.
See, essentially, the UK tour in 2007, what happened was we were playing a lot of metal venues because everything was arranged by the Maiden management.
Yeah.
So we essentially had 3 months to kind of make our music a little more heavier.
Right.
So we consciously made our music a little more heavier from 2007.
Okay.
And now it's stuck to it, but at times we feel like playing what we originally grew up on.
Right.
So that's why we have a lot of variety. In fact, today we missed a good amount of songs. Stuff like that because of the 40-minute time restriction we had.
Yeah.
So otherwise you would have heard a little more that thing, you know. We have a track called Open Skies, which is a jam, basically. Every time it's different.
Really?
And that's cool. Like a violin instrumental who's playing stuff like, you know, he's also playing stuff like Malmsteen on the violin, yeah. Down to, you know, stuff like El Subramanian, who's a Indian classical violin player.
Okay.
Carnatic, if I may correct myself. So, you know, stuff like that. So there are a lot of influences in the band, and we let it out freely.
Mm-hmm. Is this your first time in Canada?
Yes.
Touring?
It's the first time. In fact, we played day before in the US.
Okay.
We played at the Kennedy Center on the Millennium Stage.
Wow.
So at DC. And then yesterday we played another gig in DC. Today morning we came into Canada. So we're playing Toronto. Tomorrow we're playing Ottawa.
Very nice. So yeah. After Ottawa, is that it? Or is there more of a tour planned?
Unfortunately, our visa, we did not get a... See, we came to Washington, D.C. through ICCR, which is the cultural wing of the... one of the cultural wings of the Indian ministry.
Right.
So we came under the Indian government through things. So essentially, what happened was the visa we got in U.S. was a B-1 visa.
Okay.
Under which you can only do cultural shows sponsored by the Indian embassy.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So somehow we pulled this one off, but we were supposed to go back from the 16th to 20th. We were doing a lot of gigs at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, those were all confirmed gigs. We were one of the showcasing artists there. Mm-hmm. But then we had to cancel that because they're not sponsored by the Indian government or our cultural.
Oh, man.
So we are now, and in fact, because of this, we lost another show on the 15th, which the Indian High Commission was trying in Canada.
Right.
In Ottawa. They really wanted us to play the Kingston University on the 15th.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, but that gig also never turned out. I mean, we could not work it out 3 months earlier as well because we were supposed to report to South by Southwest on the 15th.
Yeah.
And we never predicted this visa problem. So, no problem. We're going back now, day after. Yeah.
So after you head back, I mean, given the visa problems, are you planning to come back and tour North America more extensively?
Of course, why not? If we get somebody to support us.
Yeah, well, you guys had a great reception here.
Thanks very much. Yeah.
Back to India. What is the music scene? I mean, I asked what the music scene was like, but mm-hmm. What genre of music gets played?
Man, you'll be surprised at the amount of bands in India. A lot of people don't know, but you have every genre. You have from blues to jazz to, in fact, you have so many varieties of rock. You have classic rock bands. You have huge, huge metal culture.
Yeah.
Huge metal culture. A lot of the younger bands are totally into metal.
Wow, never would have guessed. I mean, you just...
Yeah. A lot of people, you know, think that, in fact, that's right. If you go to our Reverb Nation page, mm-hmm. that's reverbnation.com/Parikrama official, or our Facebook page, you know, which is facebook.com/Parikrama, you will find a lot of links to the documentaries people have shot. Even BBC did a documentary also in UK.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There they interviewed a lot of people at the Download Festival, the main organizers. And a lot of them said that they never knew that there was a rock band from India.
Yeah.
So for them, it was the first
time. Which is weird, right? Because you would think with the internet, people would have more access to stuff from around the world.
Yeah.
But, wow. So what is the plan going forward? I mean, are you going to try to make it big in North America? Are you... What's...
To be very frank, mate, Parikrama, we started, you know, because in India, you cannot live off playing only rock music that's also in English.
Right.
You know, when we started in 91, we made a rule that we will not compromise or never surrender to the kind of music that we love to play.
Absolutely.
We love to play the same music that we listen to in our cars. In India, unfortunately, if you have to make it a sustained thing, the biggest thing is to get into the Indian film industry. Because, like, the meltdown all over the world in terms of the CD sales and stuff like that,
right.
The same thing affected India as well. So all your MTVs and your music channels and all are only playing Bollywood now. Bollywood is like Hollywood.
Yeah.
It's for Hollywood, and they call it Bollywood because of Bombay, and it's based in Bombay.
Right.
In India. So that's it. So we made a pact that we will do that, never surrender. That's why from 91, everyone has their own jobs.
Yeah.
Job means everybody is running their own companies. I run an artist management company as well.
Wow.
Yeah, so So someone has a studio, somebody has a film production unit. Parikrama is still a hobby for us.
Right.
So we've been doing this for 20 years, but it is still, you can say now, a hobby well earned, but, you know, it is still a hobby for us. So, you know, frankly, when we came here, we never had any plans that we will, you know, a lot of journalists ask, sir, what are you looking at, this, that. We said, mate, we're going to go and have a great time.
Yeah.
That's what the philosophy of the band is. Whether we get a call back to come to the US, whether we get a call back to come to Canada, that'll be a bonus. We'll go enjoy ourselves. That's what we do always.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So last question, just kind of a curiosity. Mm-hmm. Seven people on stage, right?
Eight
people on stage. And a tiny stage like the one at Cherry Pool is here. Have there ever been any mishaps and people knocking into each other, maybe knocking each other over? Or are you guys fairly coordinated on stage?
No, yeah, you have your bits, because, you know, we are now about 2,700 concerts down.
Wow.
So, yeah, in fact, there are bound to be instances, you know.
Yeah.
So, but we enjoy playing the big stages, but we enjoy playing the smaller stages as well, because it's a direct contact with your audience, with your fans. This was our first thing, so a lot of people didn't know us. I mean, they probably never expected anything out of us, probably including you. So like, next time we come, so probably we'll have you in the front row so we can interact with you with more.
absolutely. So thanks so much for doing this.
Wow, opening up for Maiden, that's Parikrama, and here they are live with I Am Dreaming.
Am I?